in Media Park, right here, where TV and radio collide with the newspaper, all in the same spitting distance. And I have a little bit of skating away on the thin ice of a new day, Jethro Tull. It is spring, and in some places the ice is getting thin. We, of course, have summer already. We skipped spring. Boom! Went right over it. And we're getting into the blooming, blossoming. I saw a monarch butterfly yesterday. Moths as big as hummingbirds. But for some places, we'll play this for the places that still have ice. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your pants were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day, a million generations removed from expectations of being who you really want to be. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. So as you push off from the shore, won't you turn your head once more and make your peace with everyone? But those who choose to stay will live just one more day to do the things they should have done. And as you cross the wilderness, suspending in your emptiness, you really have to pray. Looking for a sign that the universal mind has written you into the passion play. Skating away, skating away, skating away on the thin ice of a new day. And as you cross the circle line, well, the eyes will creep behind. You're a rabbit on the run. And the silver splendors fly in the corner of your eye, shining in the setting sun. Well, do you ever get the feeling that the story's too damn real and in the present tense? All and everybody's on the stage, and it seems like you're the only person sitting in the audience. Skating away, skating away, skating away, on the thin ice of the new day.
Jethro Tull, Skating Away. I used to listen to that when I was a kid, and I loved the line about, does it seem like everybody's on the stage and you're the only one sitting in the audience? Because that's the way it feels a lot of the time. Only if you live in Avalon, you are always on stage. Someone is always watching you, even if you don't know it. So remember that when you're out there in the world, there are possibly kids watching. There are possibly visitors watching. Certainly your neighbors are watching. So behave yourself. And let's pretend there's a moon, because there isn't a big moon right now, which is good for those of us who live on boats, because the swell is huge when there's a moon and the gravity goes all wonky. So let's pretend there's a moon. Okay? Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem.
Here are you, and here am I. There ain't no moon, stone high, but it's a lovely night to spoon. Let's pretend that there's a moon. Nights like these were made for love, regardless of the moon up above. The time and place are opportune. Let's pretend that there's a moon. Ah, the poet's life to tell about that spell of moonlight bliss. They weave it into every rhyme. We don't need no moon above to tell us when to kiss. Why should we be wasting time?
Pretend there's a moon. And I have to say about water, there's lots of water everywhere and not a drop to drink. And we recently had some terrific rain, terrific downpours. Just in a couple of days we got a bunch of water, and now of course it's all drying up. But during that period of time when we had that water coming down out of the sky, how many of us had rain barrels hooked up to our water spouts so that we could water our plants later, wash our little cars, our little autoettes? Not that I have an autoette, but if I had one, I would be washing it with rainwater. And so I put this on Facebook. Somebody, who shall remain nameless, said that it was illegal to catch rainwater, that Edison owns all the rainwater. And they put a panic into the rest of the folks who might have put a rain barrel outside. Now, there was some kind of legislation at some point, which Jerry Brown took care of and is no longer an issue for over a year now, that was about upstream and downstream water, and that somebody upstream couldn't divert upstream, downstream water from the people who supposedly own it downstream. But from the sky? Okay, so I inquired of our city manager, Ben Harvey, who used to be the spokesperson for Edison, and said, "Is this really something we have to worry about? Can we not put rain barrels?" He very kindly responded and said, "Oh, no, that is not the case. Please, I wish everybody would have a rain barrel, and hopefully our newer construction will all have mandatory rain barrels so that we can collect as much water as possible and not be in the pickle that we are with the water." And so I found this cool thing called owls, and I'm not sure it has anything to do with owls, but it is like Leo Kottke, who's sort of owlish himself. So I thought maybe we'd give that a try and listen to that. And if you are listening and you spot within your sights one of the candidates for one of the city elections coming up April 8th, please run over to them, hand them your cell phone, and have them call 310-510-7469. It'd be real easy. No harassment. They just want to call in and tell us what song they'd like to hear and their few platform pitching points. That's what we'd like to hear. So don't make me name names now. You know who you are.
Thank you.
That was Leo Kottke playing Owls. Thinking about birds again, I guess. What a difference a year can make. A year ago, I would not have been at all comfortable just sitting down at the mic and ramble talking, which we learned another week is called havering, if you're in that part of the world. And here I am havering to you on the other radio. And it's fine. It's less stressful than actually trying to prepare something. And I wanted to tell you that if you felt like you wanted to be a DJ, and believe me, I was nervous when I started, but right now I'm as comfortable as I could possibly be. I couldn't be any more casual. I think I'd be asleep. So you could come to a DJ class. We're having the third of a series of three tonight, but there will be others. And I congratulate the people who have arrived to learn how to work the board and to put on the music, the radio that they want to hear. That's what we're about, putting on radio that we want to hear. The other thing that I was going to tell you about transitions and water and all that good stuff is that it's spring cleaning time. And what you do this time of year is you start looking at the mold that's accumulated, get the bottom cleaned, wipe everything down with bleach solution or whatever it is your more ecologically minded cleaner. And that all takes water. And so back to the water problem. If we don't get a handle on this water thing and start collecting water in greater quantities, we're going to have to start drinking Spodeodi. Spodeodi is a kind of wine that's made in a big, nasty bucket. And I don't think I really want to drink it, but it is fun to dance to.
Drinking that wine is their delight. When they get drunk, they want to fuss and fight, hooping and hollering and talk all night. When they get drunk, they begin to fight. Drinking wine, Spodeodi. Drinking wine, Spodeodi. She listening on the radio. Her feet got happy and she grabbed the dress. The first thing she hollered, that wine is a mess. Drink wine, Spodeodi. Drinking wine, Spodeodi. Drinking wine, Spodeodi. Pass that bottle to me. Look out there. Was drinking gin, pulling the whiskers on his chin. He heard about the wine, said it ain't no sin. He grabbed grandma, said let's try it again. Drinking wine, Spodeodi. Drinking wine, Spodeodi. Drinking wine, Spodeodi. Pass that bottle to me. One more time now. Wine, wine, wine. Blackberry. Wine, wine, wine. Boat and sherry. Drink that mess, drink it. Drink that stuff. I get drunk, I wanna go back home. Seeing my wife and I'm all alone. Sitting at home and I'm sicking my wine, grabbing and drumming and having a good time. Drinking wine, Spodeodi. Drinking wine, Spodeodi. Drinking wine, Spodeodi. Pass that bottle to me. Let's go home, boy. Say wine, wine. In the morning, all day long, wine. Every night. All right, wine, 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 oh boy, pass that bottle to me.
That is Champion Jack Dupree drinking wine, spodiote. And I gotta tell you, it's much better for you to drink water rather than rot gut. But I like everything, as does Phil Lee. I like everything.
I like your big brown eyes, the way you wear your hair, the way you paint your toes, baby, like the clothes you wear. When you take your clothes off, I like what's under there. I like the way you twist, I like the way you hug, I like the way you kiss, the way you Jennifer. Have I made it plain? You cry, I like the way you smell, I like the way you smile, baby, like the lies you tell. I like your big fat brain, like everything. I like the way you talk, I like Yankee talk. I like the way you wiggle every time you walk. When you call my name,
where are you? It's been a while since I've heard from you. If you're out there, call in, do, or better yet, just come right over on the boat and visit us here in Avalon. And I want to give you now Greg Brown. I don't know that guy, in case you're feeling at all remorseful for anything you might have been doing lately.
Me, I'm happy-go-lucky, always ready to grin. I ain't afraid of loving you, ain't fascinated with sin. So who's this fella in my shoes making you cry? I don't know that guy who took my suitcase, who stole my guitar. Where's my sense of humor? What am I doing in this bar? This man who's been drinking and giving you the eye, I don't know that guy. Hey, heard him complaining about piddly little stuff. I've watched him do nothing and say he can't get enough. He'll blame his mama and daddy or the world passing by. And I don't know that guy. There's rain across Kansas, there's a roadside hotel, there's a man and a woman, and things are going well. So why is he leaving without so much as goodbye? I don't know that guy. Come out with it. Why can't he laugh it off? Why can't he be a fool like me? Why can't he be soft? Why does he run from his lover? Why doesn't he cry? I don't know that guy. 'Cause me, I'm happy-go-lucky. I'm always ready to grin. I ain't afraid of loving. Ain't fascinated with sin. So who's this fella in my shoes making you cry? I don't know that guy. Hey.
Was Greg Brown, I Don't Know That Guy. And we are going through some transitions here. That is the topic of the day, transitions. And transitions happen all the time, even when we don't notice them. I made a transition that was pretty big, actually, which was that I got an office on land. Does that make me like a landlubber, 1 foot on land, 1 foot on the boat? I'm not really sure. But it comes with responsibilities and keys, which I, of course, forgot to bring with me. They're still on the boat, so I have to go back up to the boat to get into the office. And opportunities, you know, an opportunity to raise the water line and get some stuff like the comics. Remember the comics? Remember Doc Dorks? Yeah, well, I still have 400 pounds of them. So if you want your own copy of Doc Dorks, you can either find me in Avalon, or you can go to the website cynjing.com, that's cynjing.com, and click on order your copy of Doc Dorks. It's very easy. We have a lovely station ID from some visitors.
Hey, this is Nate.
And Caroline, and you're listening to
KISL 88.7 FM Avalon.
They were some cute couples that were coming through, and I caught one of them as they were visiting our lovely island. And the other thing I wanted to mention was that, yeah, we have this election coming up, and I guess I've only been to one or two different towns where you could actually go to a block party with one of the candidates, or actually several of the candidates, and hang around with them and talk to them and ask them pointed questions, and they would not shrink from answering them. In fact, I would like some of them to not shrink from answering them now and call 310-510-7469. So if you see Bernie or Annie or Bob or Tom, could you just have them call in, please, and talk to us about things? Okay, we've got we've got some things. We've got rhythm is what we've got. We've got rhythm with Django Reinhardt. That was Django Reinhardt. I got rhythm. We all got rhythm. In the meantime, we'll listen to the Boogles version of On TV.
Sit down, cozy, kill that life. Watch your movie, watch your fight. Feeling safe.
That was the Boogles on TV. I wonder if the Boogles and Devo ever partied together. I think that'd be amusing. Okay, thank heaven somebody's listening. I got a request. Woohoo! Factory Girl, the Rolling Stones, Out to the Fuel Dock. Here it goes. Rolling Stones, Factory Girl, and this is Artichoke by Zoe Bookbinder.
Circles, circles, cause we're blind. Sometimes I think you love so much that your love must be.
That was Artichoke, Zoe Bookbinder, and perhaps you remember that Zoe was on this program last year, and she is now going to Europe on a tour. She did a successful Kickstarter campaign, and the woman is going to travel and play music with two friends. It's awesome. If you are curious to know more about Zoe Bookbinder, her last name is spelled B-O-E-K-B-I-N-D-E-R. Zoe. Google her. Z-O-E. Google her. You won't be sorry. Now here's a little bit of weirdness. This is Chicago's version of the song Goody Goody. That's Chicago with one of the biggest Neener Neener songs I've ever heard, but they class it up with all that brass. And how's that summer day going out there? It looks like it's starting to get a little overcast and perhaps a little windier. I won't know for another 45 minutes or so. And in the meantime, another spring song that comes to mind is The Only Joy in Town, Joni Mitchell.
These streets are empty. Where does everybody go? Where are the brash and tender rooms in rum and candle glow? Where are Fellini circuses, La Dolce Vita clowns? On the first day of spring,
Joni Mitchell, The Only Joy in Town, always makes me think of spring somehow. I've got The Bobs, Art for Art's Sake, up next. a cappella.
Art, art for art's sake. I'd like you to meet my lawyer. Heart, heart like a snake. Make a mistake and Boyer, bones, bones gonna shake. Could be slander. Move, move to Brazil. With bucks, bucks in the bank. Bucks, bucks in the bank. Bucks, bucks in the bank. Beauty and love. I'd like you to meet my guru. He came from above. He'll send you a mantra when you give him your love and all your money. He'll move to Brazil with bucks, bucks in the bank. Bucks, bucks in the bank. Bucks, bucks in the bank. Art, art, for art's sake. Heart, like a snake. Money, truth, truth, love and beauty. Give us your booty. Money. Say hello to my God. I'd like you to meet my dealer. He split with my wad. You know I never squeal or he damaged my bod. Could mean danger. I'll move to Brazil. Forget the bucks, bucks in the bank. Bucks, bucks in the bank. Bucks, bucks in the bank. Art, for art's sake. Heart, like a snake. Body, truth, love and beauty.
And you wouldn't know it, but the Bobs are actually the only band that I followed around during high school. Yep. I didn't follow around, you know, Yes or the Rolling Stones or I don't know. Who else? I didn't follow any of those people. I followed a bunch of four people who sang a cappella. Go figure. And I would like to have Joe plug the station since he was there. Go for it, Joe.
This is Joe Hayes from the Preoccupied Pipers. And when I'm in Avalon, California, and even more frequently when I'm not, I'm listening to KISL 88.7 on your FM dial.
Thank you so much, Joe. And now we'll hear from Suzanne Vega, Solitude Standing.
Solitude stands by the window. She turns her head as I walk in the room. I can see by her eyes she's been waiting. Standing in the slant of the late afternoon, and she turns to me with her hand extended. Her palm is split with a flower with a flame. Solitude stands in the doorway. I'm struck once again by her black silhouette, by her long, cool stare and her silence. I suddenly remember each time we've met. And she turns to me with her hand extended, her palm is split with a flower with a flame. I've come to set a twisted thing straight. And she says, I've come to lighten this dark heart. And she takes my wrist, I feel her imprint of fear. And I said, I never thought of finding you here. And I turn to the crowd as they're watching. They're sitting all together in the dark, in the warm, and I wanted to be in there among them. I see how their eyes are gathered into one, and she turns to me with her hand extended, her palm is split with a flower with a flame. I've come to set a twisted thing straight. She says, I've come to lighten this dark heart. And she takes my wrist, I feel her imprint of fear. And I said, I never thought of finding you here. Solitude stands in the doorway. I'm struck again by her black silhouette, by her long cool stare and her silence. I suddenly remember each time we've met, and she turns to me with her hand extended, her palm is split with a flower with a flame.
Susan from just outside London, and this is KISL Island Radio, Avalon, 88.7 FM. God save the Queen.